Israeli bulldozers demolished the family homes of two Palestinians suspected of involvement in this week's shooting and bomb attacks that killed a dozen people. Israeli forces rounded up 21 men from the two families. Officials say they're considering exiling the men to the Gaza Strip. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports on the controversial plan.
Attorney General Eliakim Rubinstein met with security officials today and said he opposed the demolition of the homes of the families of suicide bombers, calling it legally indefensible, according to Israel Radio. But two family homes of men suspected in this week's bus attack and suicide bombings were destroyed by troops earlier in the day. Israeli security sources said 21 men from the two families were arrested. The proposal to exile those men to the Gaza Strip is still under review. But the Attorney General's initial recommendation is that those directly involved in supporting terrorism could be deported. Israeli Communications Minister Reuven Rivlin says the government must use every legal means at its disposal to fight terror.
Law and order, that is the name of the game. The international law is giving us every right, even obligation, to protect ourselves. And protecting ourselves by deporting those people is making justice, and this is the real way to fight terrorism.
Critics attacked the proposal as a violation of international humanitarian law. But Daniel Taub, deputy legal advisor at the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs, says on the face of it, moving Palestinians from the West Bank to the Gaza Strip does not appear to violate the Fourth Geneva Convention.
The Geneva Convention talks about deportation, meaning taking people outside of the country. In this case, we would only be talking about moving people within the Palestinian territories from those areas where they've actively been supporting terrorism to other areas. But still, we do want to give this a full legal and practical examination.
Yael Stein with the Israeli human rights group B'Tselem recalls that in the 1980s, the deportation of more than 400 Palestinians to Lebanon drew international condemnation. B'Tselem views both the house demolitions and exile of family members as collective punishment and a violation of international law. But Stein says if history is any guide, the Israeli government may well take a different view.
The Israeli Attorney General in the past made legal many steps that we thought that are totally contradictory to international law, but they have quite creative interpretation of international law in the State Attorney General office, so I won't be surprised if they will say that it is legal.
Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat called the exile proposal a war crime and crime against humanity. The Hamas faction said any move to transfer West Bank Palestinians to Gaza would spark a new wave of suicide attacks. But after a week in which 10 Israelis and two foreign workers were either gunned down or blown up, many Israelis may be willing to embrace reprisal tactics they once would have balked at. In other developments, Israeli police announced the arrest of at least four Jewish settlers on charges of selling ammunition to Palestinians. The Haaretz newspaper says the latest arrest announcements bring to 9 the total number of Israelis accused in the sales. Two of those, one soldier and one civilian, were from the settlement of Adura, where a Palestinian shooting in May killed four settlers, including a 5-year-old girl hiding under her bed. Some of those accused are soldiers, and Israeli papers quoted military officers as saying they should be charged with treason. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.